The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I'm Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the National Institute of Animal Biotechnology, Hyderabad, under the Ministry of Science and Technology, Government of India, is seeking applications for the post of Scientist E through direct recruitment with pay level 13 as per the 7th CPC. The position requires a PhD in veterinary sciences, animal sciences, modern biology, life sciences with 5 years of R&D experience. The last date for online application submission is 4th April 2025. For further details, kindly visit www.niab.res.in. Homi Baba Center for Science Education, Tata Institute of Fundamental Research, Mumbai, invites applications for various posts including a permanent work assistant in pay level 1 with a maximum age limit of 28 years and the last date of applications is 5th April 2025. Temporary posts include Project Scientific Assistant B, Project Work Assistant and Clerk Trainee, with selection process scheduled between 7th and 23rd April 2025. Further details can be found on the website. Kindly visit www.hbcse.tifr.res.in. Solar Energy Corporation of India Limited, SECI, a Navratna CPSE under the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, invites applications for young professionals on contractual basis with two positions available: young professional for C and MD office and young professional for corporate planning, both offering a monthly remuneration of 70,000 rupees. Online registration closes on 15th April 2025. For eligibility criteria and further information, kindly visit www.seci.co.in under the Career section. The National Institute of Pharmaceutical Education and Research, SASNagar, under the Department of Pharmaceuticals, Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers, invites applications for the position of Young Professionals 1 under the Center of Excellence for Antiviral and Antibacterial Drug Discovery and Development. This position is on a temporary basis for 1 year with a possibility of extension based on job requirements and individual performance. The upper age limit is 45 years. Applications must be submitted in the prescribed format to the registrar by 21st April 2025. For details, kindly visit www.niper.gov.in. The Committee of Parliament on Official Language, New Delhi, is inviting applications to fill various posts on deputation basis, including Under Secretary, one post in Level 11, Senior Translator Hindi, one post in Level 7, Research Assistant, five posts in Level 6, Assistant, five posts in Level 6, Stenographer, Grade D, four posts in Level 4, Lower Division Clerk, six posts in Level 2. Interested candidates may submit their applications in the prescribed format within 60 days of the advertisement's publication in the Employment News. Separate applications should be submitted for each post. The prescribed performer and eligibility details can be accessed on rajbhasha.gov.in or at rajbhashasamiti.gov.in. The Warehousing Development and Regulatory Authority, WDRA, Government of India, invites applications from eligible candidates working in central state governments, central and state PSUs, autonomous and statutory bodies for the post of Private Secretary, one vacancy, and Assistant, one vacancy on deputation or absorption basis. Both positions are in Level 6 as per the 7th CPC. Applications should be submitted to the Deputy Director, Human Resource, WDR New Delhi within 21 days from the date of publication of the vacancy circular in the Employment News. Detailed information and the prescribed application format available on the authority's website, that is at www.wdra.gov.in. The Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Department of Fisheries, invites applications to fill two posts for Junior Hindi Translator, redesignated as Junior Translation Officer, Group B Non-Gazetted Ministerial in Level 6 as per the 7th CPC, on deputation absorption basis, including short-term contract for a period of 3 years in the Fisheries Survey of India. Applications in the prescribed performer in duplicate should be submitted through the proper channel to the director within 60 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. For details, kindly visit the website at https://dof.gov.in. The North Eastern Council, NEC Secretariat, Ministry of Development of North Eastern Region, Shillong, invites applications for the post of Staff Car Driver Ordinary Grade on deputation basis. There is only one vacancy available for SC candidate. The position is in Level 2 as per the 7th CPC, and the age limit is between 18 to 25 years, with relaxation up to 40 years for government servants and 45 years for SC/ST candidates as per central government rules. Dates for written exam and test driving will be communicated separately, and the list of shortlisted candidates will be displayed on the NEC website, that is at www.necouncil.gov.in. Engineers India Limited, a Navratna PSU and India's leading total solutions engineering consultancy company, offers exciting career opportunities for experienced professionals in various disciplines. The available positions are Deputy Manager, Planning and Scheduling, with 4 vacancies, 2 unreserved and 2 OBC. Manager, Planning and Scheduling, with 3 vacancies, 2 reserved, 1 OBC. Officer, Fire and Safety, with 2 vacancies, 1 reserved and 1 OBC, and Officer Rajbhasha with 1 vacancy, unreserved. The pay scale for these positions is 60,000 to 1,80,000 rupees, with the upper age limit ranging from 32 to 36 years depending on the position. The number of vacancies is tentative, and reservations and relaxations for persons with disabilities, PWDs, shall be as per Government of India guidelines. Detailed advertisement with eligibility criteria and application procedures available on the company's website. Kindly visit www.engineersindia.com. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.